Hey, do you know what Fridays is?
What do you mean?
You don't know what Fridays is?
Freestyle Fridays?
Freestyle Fridays! And it's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm ready to answer your questions. Let's go.
Mario, what's going on, my man? It's Matt LaBrice from Dana Johnson. What are your tactics or secrets for just overcoming self-doubt?
Hey, Matt, this is a really great one. Self-doubt? Everyone's going to win off of this answer. Thank you for calling in. Oh, by the way, I'm loving the stuff that you're doing on Instagram. Everybody check them out. Matt underscore Libris, L-E-B-R-I-S, on Instagram. You ain't know we take care of our own on the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. Okay, check it out. Let me get into these answers about self-doubt because we also have other questions to take. Number one, identify any triggers that set you off. For example, at one point, I couldn't stand to look at certain people on social because I really wanted to be where they were at. But that's BS. Like, their journey is theirs and mine is mine. But I recognized that it was a trigger, so I stopped following them until I was able to deal with me. I had to look inside me and figure out, like, why were what they were doing bothering me? That shouldn't bother me. Right? So I had to deal with me first. All right. So identify the triggers. Now it doesn't bother me. I'm all good. Number two, have a remedy. This is important. A lot of people choose anger, sadness, or frustration. I use gratitude. When I'm hit with a challenge or negative self-talk, I can identify it because I know the triggers, pause, and then use gratitude to fight it. I think about the top three things that I'm thankful for: my family, my health, and the chance to impact others. Number three, visualize a tough challenge that you've already overcome in the past, like a previous win or a big proud moment, something that will remind you that you've won before. This is really, really important because it doesn't matter how small or how big it is. Like, I remember a basketball game that I won in a high school extracurricular league, and I won the game. That was when I was a teenager. But then there was like the recent win of when we won an Emmy against all odds. The point doesn't matter how big or how small it is. The point is that you remember that you close your eyes and go back to that moment and absorb the vibration of how amazing that was and that you are built to do it again. Last but not least, pattern interrupt. This is when you just have to completely break your entire routine for the day. Go take a new shower. Go watch a movie. Like, leave wherever you are, go outside, go for a walk, go for a run, like, pattern interrupt and break your entire routine. Those are my four steps on how I deal with self-doubt, and it's a constant weekly battle. All right, let's take the next call. Who do we got? Shy and Matt, play the next one. Let's go.
All right. It's Shay Nicole. The one question is, as a public speaker and motivational speaker, what is the one attribute, tool, or certification that you would suggest to another aspiring speaker to get?
All right, Jay Nicole, you're too funny. Let me answer all three of these things for you. You asked for an attribute, tool, or certification that I would suggest to another aspiring speaker. All right, I'm gonna give you three. This is all rooted in experience. For those that don't know me, I've spoken to as small as 150 people to as many as 16,800 people. I know because that's what they told me fit at the Las Vegas MGM. I've gone through a lot of different sizes of audiences. Attributes, there's so many. But if I had to pick one, it would be clarity. You have to be super clear in your messaging. My runner-up to that would be vulnerability. I'm going to save that for a different podcast. Number two, the tool. The tool that I would use is absolutely a demo reel. It's critical. So start getting your talks captured and edited into a reel. And for a certification, I would say Toastmasters International has an accredited speaker certification. Now, I don't have that, but I had a lot of other media attention and several updated highlight reels over the years. So it all depends on where you are, but that's what I would do. Attribute clarity, the tool would be a demo reel, certification would be Toastmasters International accredited speaker certification. I hope you all enjoyed these answers to today's podcast on Freestyle Fridays. Don't forget, you can call in with your questions. Let me give you the number, 646-770-1353. Call and leave us a message right now. I'll answer it next week. Have a great weekend. I'll catch you back here on Wake Up and Level Up on Monday. Peace. The intent with this podcast is to really start your morning right and make you a part of this community so that you can get the most out of your day. I just want to ask, if you've been getting anything from this, any value whatsoever, can you just write a quick review and also hit one of those stars and then share it to somebody? Like, I don't know, spouse, partner, niece, nephew, cousin, neighbor, somebody. Thanks again.